Count your blessings, see what God. Can you play that drum, my brother? Hallelujah. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, rise you with the Lord. Hallelujah. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you, what the Lord. Hallelujah, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you, what the Lord. Hallelujah, come your blessings, name them one by one. Hallelujah, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you, what the. Amen. Can you give me the first verse of that song? It says, when upon life billows. Let's sing that. When upon life billows, you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you, what the Lord does. Hallelujah, count your blessings, name them one by one. Hallelujah, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Oh yes, and it will surprise you, what the Lord has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this hour. Help us to learn something. Take over, Lord Jesus, and minister to all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Throughout the week, the Lord has put this upon my heart. And I was saying, well, what do we, because it's, we have so many things we can talk about. Then the Lord put upon me about thanksgiving. The topic of this sermon is going to be thanksgiving. We need, maybe we thank God or we praise God, but we have not been doing it enough. So I'm going to talk for a few minutes about giving thanks to the Lord. And just to buttress that, our brother just have a testimony. He's alive today. From what I'm sensing, it looked like it was a serious accident. And he's here today. So it's no wonder the Lord has been saying throughout the week, I say, Lord, give me some other things, because I've never preached thanksgiving before. I've been preaching for 30-something years. I never stood up and said, I'm going to preach on thanksgiving. Well, he said, thanksgiving. I said, okay. So I made some sermons. The song came to my heart that I just have to throw it in. This is the one that is common to everybody. Everybody know, count your blessings. Okay? But there is a song that is in some of those vernacular language that I will more or less just say. Maybe Pastor Abariko, it will ring well today. Mr. West, my brother, come over here. Come and tell me why. This one say, if I am to count the blessings of the Lord, if I am to say the things God has done for me, it will be night and day. It's in the Igbo song. So that will be good for Mr. Abariko. before I mean, it's going to be good for him. I don't know whether he knows it, but you are going to sing because I like the way you sing the Igbo song. But I will sing it in Yoruba also for my man who doesn't understand Igbo. Amen. And for some of us, that's the only thing we know, only the one language, and we don't know any other one other than English. So the English one is count your blessings that we just sang. Very similar. But this one say, Timbani Nkariolua Ileashu Ileam. If I am to count the blessings of the Lord, it will be night and day. Timbani Nkariolua Ileashu Ileam. Timbani Nkariolua Ileashu. Now you take over from Ibo. Kam baba ya chigeje chigabo mbaba meso maya chigeje chigabo kam baba ya chigeje chigabo mbaba meso maya chigeje chigabo sem baba ya chigeje chigabo Mbawi hone mere mochi geje chigabo namam baba ya chigeje mechiga baba nkoba ihone mere mochi geje chigabo wana mankoba ya chigeje chigabo nkobi hone mere mochi geje echigabo mam baba ya chigeje echiga mbaba meso maya geje chigabo mam baba ya chigeje mama mbaba meso maya Eje chigabo, wane mambaba ya chigeji echiga. Nkawe hone mere mo chigeji chigabo. Mambaba ya chigeji chigabo. He said that if I start to confess or count or to number the goodness and the blessings of the Lord, day will pass, night will pass, you just keep evolving because we know that his goodness and mercy endureth forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Well, I didn't see my evil friends dancing here, but again, I was looking at you. I didn't see you dancing. Looked like that thing didn't really touch you. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving is what the Lord said I should talk about today. So I say I'm going to talk briefly and give you about three different categories of what we should be thanking God for. The spiritual blessings of the Lord. Let me first start with that. The spiritual blessings of the Lord. I was discussing this briefly with my family some days ago. I said, I went to fill my 5-gallon water bottle, and the places where they have the water places, you put in $1 and you fill 5 gallons. And I met a young man there, about 30 years old, and a Caucasian, tried to talk to him about Jesus. And I was surprised that he finally told me that he didn't have the gift of faith. That's why I didn't believe in God. I said, well, it's not a gift of faith. I said, you believe when the doctor tells you something, you believe that you have to try those things and it will heal your body? Yeah, you believe that. When you listen to the news and they tell you something happened in Washington, D.C., and they told you this is an eyewitness news, you believe that? Well, yeah, you believe those things. Well, you have gift of faith already. You only believe in something. You don't want to believe this one because what was written in the Bible, testimonies of people that were there and they wrote it down for us. Whether it was written 2,000 years ago, it doesn't really matter. Or it was written yesterday as eyewitness news on how much more now that you have fake news on the internet. So it's not a gift of faith. So I just thought about that. I said, this is a young man raised in America, born and bred here. You can turn to thousands of radio stations. They are 24/7 preaching the gospel. turn to some channels on TV. Many of them 24/7 preaching the gospel. And there are some people that don't believe. You are blessed that you are even believing. He said, you have to thank God that you are believing there is a God. Oh my goodness, that you are even born again. I remember when I was in, after my college degree, or during my college degree, I was in an internship with IBM in Nigeria. IBM, and I was attached to them. And somebody, one of their engineers, was living not too far from where I was living in Lagos. And I said, well, I can actually ride with you. So he said, come along. So I was riding with him to office. Then I tried to share with him the gospel. This was somebody that has graduated from college long before me. I was now an engineer, and I was still a student engineer. And he asked me a question that made me baffled. He said, how did you come to know all these things about the gospel? As if, did I learn this in college? I was in the theological class. No, I was in engineering. So to be born again, to receive this understanding of the salvation God has brought to mankind, you should be thanking God. Because there are myriads of people that couldn't understand it. They went through the same college that you went through. Maybe they joined the Palm Wine Drinkers Club. Or they joined the Dragon Club. Or they just the High Society Club. Because when I was in college too, I tried to join one of those before the Lord got hold of me. I didn't join the Palm Wine Drinkers. I didn't join the Dragon. Those are the drug dealers. I tried to join the High Society. The ones that always put on tie. They want to be the CEOs. Yeah, they are only looking for money. And when they walk, if you are not in their class, no, they rob you, they shake you off. I wanted to join those. Actually, you have to sign. But when I got to be saved, I wrote a letter, an application letter to join them. And you have to be interviewed to be one of these high society club in the University of Ife. But when I got Jesus, I had to write a letter and say, I am resigning. I say, why? I say, I've got something better. Amen. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is this. What I'm trying to tell you is this. It is we have to be thanking God that we open our eyes. Christ said, he thanked the Father for opening, for showing this thing unto babes. And passing by the so wise men and the great men of the world. So that is the first thing you should be thanking God. That you know Jesus. That he called you unto salvation. Where there are professors that think there is no God. And they will be going to that same place where the Bible said those who don't believe in God are going to. That is the first thing I want to say when it says spiritual blessings of God. You are blessed to know this. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ said to the apostles, told the apostles, 12 of them, fishermen. Just think about that. What do you think of fishermen? Fishermen. The lowest of the trade. You want to be a fisherman? Can you make money being a fisherman? Even if you have a big boat going to the ocean, you're still one of the lowest of the trade. How much more these guys that are by the lake? The Lord look at them and say, blessed are your eyes that see these things that you see and hear these things that you are hearing. Say, great men of old and prophets, kings, they desire to see what you are seeing now. Talking about himself. Because some of them knew that the God of heaven is coming to be like human being on earth. They wish they would be there to see him. They wish they were alive to see him. Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. That was prophets of old. God talked to them and said they were desiring to see these things. And God went and called fishermen. Fishermen, think of that. And he actually came as a carpenter. Those are the trades. Nobody wants to be a carpenter. And he said, blessed are your eyes that see these things and your ears that hear these things that you are hearing. So we are blessed to be called to be a Christian. It's a calling. You are blessed. That is the first thing I want you to know, that we need to be thanking God for that. So each time I look at that, I say, Lord, thank you for making me your son. Amen? That is the salvation of our souls. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Give me Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 so that I'm not just talking. Let's give it to you from the scriptures. Because it says, by grace that we are saved through faith. See, grace of God, free gift, not of works. You may say, well, I am a Christian because I'm the smartest of my parents' family. No. Oh, I went to college and I studied theology. No, that's not. If that's theology that brought you to Christ, no. You are still a theologian. But Christ is calling people without the theology. It's by grace are we saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. So we need to be grateful, thanking God for that every day of our life. John chapter 6, verse 44. Give me John chapter 6, Gospel of John chapter 6, verse 44. Talking about spiritual blessings, God has called you. You are blessed to know this thing. You are blessed to believe these things. You are blessed that you are called to be a son of God, a daughter of God. This is the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to the Jews. Remember, these Jews said they were the children of Abraham. The Pharisees, they thought they knew everything. And Christ was talking to these guys. Said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. So you are blessed that the Father draws you. You are blessed that you are called to be one of his disciples. So you should be thanking God every day of your life. Give thanks to the Lord. This is just telling you what you will be thanking God for. Amen? Now let's talk about the material blessings. The material blessings. Remember when the Lord was sending Moses to take the Hebrews out of Egypt and take them to a land? He said, this is a land flowing with milk and honey. That is physical blessings. And the God there said, yeah, it's flowing with milk and honey. Here is some examples of the grapes. You cannot find this kind of grapefruits anywhere. Of course, we know what happened to them. But I tell you, my brethren, this America that the Lord has brought you to, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. There's something that happens over the week. Actually, me and my wife, we visited a family. And they downgraded from 5-bedroom house. This is one of our brethren. They downgraded from a 5-bedroom house to another 5-bedroom house. A little bit smaller, but still 5-bedroom. And when we visited them, I saw that they have the house full of things. They don't, it looked like clogged, no? I said, gee, wait a minute, did you get downgraded from 5-bedroom to 2-bedroom? He said, no, this is still a 5-bedroom. And I begin to think about this, how much we acquire, and we don't know we have acquired so much in this country until you are trying to move. Move from this apartment to that apartment, you know you have acquired too much. In America now, think of other places. We come from Nigeria, from Africa, from other places. Think of other places. You see that there are many places where people are suffering. Let me tell you whether you don't know. I'm saying what you should be thanking God for. Gorbachev, how many people remember Gorbachev? The Soviet Union in the 1980s. When they realized that communism was not working, their president then was Gorbachev. He came and visited America. And when he visited America, they took him to the grocery stores. Oh, he said, this is one of those Hollywood made believe. He thought they just filled those places to impress him. So he sneaked out and went to another section of the city and went to another grocery store and saw food. Things so in abundance. He scratched his head and said, this thing is not working in Soviet. That's why they dismantled Soviet Union and communism. You think that man was crazy? They dismantled Soviet Union and communism because they saw the blessing of God in this country. That it was not working in their country. Communism was not working. Nobody was producing anything. And they tried to take capitalism that it's working over there. Himself and Yeltsin, who was his vice president, the military wanted to take over. They said, well, you better kill us. I saw Yeltsin on TV. He said, you have to kill us because this thing is collapsed. It's not working here. The military guys just have to turn back and let these two men, they took over because they are, I don't know how many of you are, maybe some of you are still too young. That was how Soviet Union collapsed. when they saw that America, there is plenty, abundance. Now, think of China dumping many more things here because American companies went and started some of these companies in China. And now they are making it and dumping many of those things here. There is so much abundance here. And I started thinking, I wanted to pray. Me and my wife, we pray every Friday. And I wanted to pray. I said, Lord, oh Lord, maybe we should pray against all this acquiring too much. And the Lord said, I should be thanking God. That's why I turned it to, instead of saying, Lord, show mercy unto us. So other people are suffering over there. We don't know how to get it to them, of course. We send them money. But ye, we are acquiring too much. We don't know what to do with them. You go to the grocery, they are so cheap. And you just buy 10. And you only can use 2. Sometimes you finally give this one away. You just get rid of them. And then you have house too full. Our next door neighbor was trying to move. And she was living all by herself. A widow woman. 3 or 4 bedroom house. And she was trying to sell the house. And she got a trailer and packed so many things from the house. A single person living in a 4 bedroom house. No family, no children. The children were all grown up somewhere. And she filled the trailer with so many things from the house and they haul it away to store it somewhere so that she can at least sell the house. And the house was still full. My wife was trying to help her take photographs. Say, wait, we have to move all of these things out. After a whole trailer has been filled, what was she buying? In fact, people went to the house and said, there's no place to move. There's no place to even step in. Because of the abundance that God has blessed this country with. And he has brought you and I here to enjoy part of this abundance. He brought you over here to see that the Lord has blessed this place. Come and share in the blessing. And then you should be grateful. Thanking the Lord. That's just an example of how, what we should be thanking the Lord for. Because instead of regretting, we should be grateful that the Lord has provided all these things in abundance for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let's talk about the physical blessing. The physical blessings. The healing of our body. The great things God has promised you. Do you know that maybe many of you, some of you that are working in the hospitals, you can testify to this. You can go to the hospital and see people that are between life and death. But I can give thanks to the Lord that when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, many of us that used to go and visit doctors or visit hospitals, we only go there from the time. When I was in Africa, in Nigeria, preaching the gospel, some of our young people that we are praying for and giving their life to Christ, that they always go to the doctors for this headache, for that this, for that. Now they only go there to pray for the sick. The blessing of the Lord. You may wonder and say, well, sometimes I still have headache too, but you see, if you compare yourself with those that were hospitalized, and you know how much hospitalization costs in America? Many people can be hospitalized and they lose everything. Why? Because of the cost alone. So we need to be grateful to the Lord for the health he has given to us, for the abundance of peace he has given to us. And not only that, there are terrible things he didn't even allow the enemy to put upon us. He promised, I will not put upon you. Actually, he said, I will not allow to be put upon you any of those diseases that you have seen that was put upon the Egyptians. Egyptians means the world. He said, God said, he will not allow those to be put upon you because I am the Lord that healed thee. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And he added no sorrow with it. Mark chapter 16. Put on Mark chapter 16 from verse 17 and 18 to see some of the blessings the Lord actually promised us in the scriptures. These are gifts, if you will, just appropriately. This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. That is free for everybody. And then he went forward and said, they shall even lay hands upon the sick and the sick shall recover. The gift of God, the blessing of the Lord. Some of these things you need to be grateful to the Lord for. He delivered us. Psalm 91 also has a lot of promises for us that you just need to believe it, exercise it, and it shall be so for you because the Lord has provided all these things. Think of somebody that's a parent. You are a parent. Many of you are parents here. And you have the house full of food. Some of those still don't know where apple comes from. If I ask this boy, where does apple come from? He say from the refrigerator or from the grocery stores. But how did it get to the grocery store? Many of them don't even know it comes from the farm. Also, and many things like that, the same way God has provided things for this planet for us as everlasting Father. And we just take it for granted. The air that we breathe into our nostrils is free. Also, amen? And it's free. And it's productive. We say, oxygen that is there. Our brother, sister can be testified to that because she has to be buying oxygen because of some ailment. Now, if we are to buy oxygen, how much it will cost us? But God has provided oxygen from the plants. The plants are giving you oxygen. And we breathe in oxygen. We breathe out carbon dioxide. And the plants, they need the carbon dioxide. All these things, God has put them here for us, free of charge. We need to be thanking the Lord that you are alive and well. If I am to give my own testimony, if it has not been the Lord, I wouldn't be here today. In fact, I wouldn't be born if it has not been the Lord. Or I would have been crippled when I was 2 years old because of the testimony of the Lord. Without me telling about my testimony, you can look at your life and say, yes, if it has not been the Lord who was on my side, may Israel now say, when men rose up against me, if it has not been the Lord, and our brother can testify to it, you may say, well, yeah, oh Lord, I lost my car. That is nothing. You are still alive. Amen. And you are still breathing. And like David said, he said, I will to be in the land of the living. Let me just give you one testimony real quick. About 2 days ago, I was in this dream or in this vision, and I was passing by on this road, and I said, oh, look at this. Look like images of things. And a woman, images of human beings. And I went further, I looked, and I said, well, that looks like a graveyard, not so, because they are like statues of human beings. And the devil was trying to say, well, I thought I was going home. I said, well, no, I was going home, not this home, not the grave. I'm going home to my body. Because this, in that vision, it looked like something was trying to engulf me. And I said, no way. The Bible said, Christ has abolished death. He has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So I'm not going there. I'm going home to my body. Apostle Paul said, when we are home in the body. Some people think they go home when they go to the grave. No. Because that's another way of talking of it. But I said, no, that's not the home I'm talking about. When I was talking in that vision, I'm talking of going home in my body. And I commanded the death angel to leave this body. And he just opened his mouth and I came out. And I was back on my bed. That was the blessing of the Lord. That the Lord is saying, he has provided, not only provided things for us, but he has actually given us authority. Authority as a believer. But you must know your right as a servant of God, as a son of God. Confess your word. Confess the word of God. And then give thanks unto him for his goodness and for his merciful kindness toward us. Psalm 136. I want us to chant this word. Just shout his praise. Psalm 136. Because I just told you some of the few things that the Lord has given to us, or what we need to thank God for, that you are saved. And open your eyes to see this gospel of salvation, which multitudes don't even understand it. You need to thank God. That he has brought you a lot of material blessings. You need to thank God. That he is healing your body. Many times you don't even know why. Some people say, well, your children are not sick because of your praying upon them. And God is making those prayers to work all the time. You need to be thanking the Lord. The last part of it is talking about the thanksgiving can be an act of faith. And I will refer to that in a moment. But let's go to Psalm 136. And I want all of us to shout out the praise of God for the first few verses. If you have your Bible verse, open it to Psalm 136. As we all read it together. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretches the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me jump to verse 24. And he said, he has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. He giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One last part of it. You know, thanksgiving actually is an act, it can be an act of faith. Act of faith. Look at Mark chapter 11, verse 23. If the Lord says it in that Bible, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall allow whatsoever he saith. The next verse says, and I say unto you, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believing that you receive them, you shall have them. Now, if you believe that you receive them, what should you be doing from now on? You'll be thanking him. Amen? If you believe that you have received them, then you should be thanking him. Many times when the Lord gave promise, he said, okay, I have done this. He didn't say, I will do it. Most of the time, he didn't say, he won't say, I will. He said, I have done it. I have done it. So if you believe he has done it, now you should be thanking him. So thanksgiving can be an act of faith, because when you begin to thank him, then it will manifest. Amen? Let me give you an example of that as we wrap it up. We're going to go to the second Chronicles chapter 20 and talk about the story of Jehoshaphat. 2 Corinthians chapter 20, from verse 1 to 17. But I want to just point to some few Bible verses there. When this army came to against Judah, and Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah in those days, and he was scared, they didn't know what to do. And they prayed, called everybody to the temple, and said, God, we don't know what to do about this. This army is too great for us. He said, but our eyes are on thee. Our eyes are on thee. Now, how do you expect God to answer them? And God spoke through a prophet among them. And God gave a promise and said, don't be afraid of this army. They are coming through this. Go and stand against them. Tomorrow, go against them tomorrow. He said, but you are not going to fight this battle. God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And he said, the Lord will be with you. Now, after that was declared, they started thanking God. That is faith. After it was spoken to them, the battle is not won yet. They have not even seen the battle yet. But they started thanking God. And you know, the second day, when they were going to attack, to go and face this enemy, they said, what should we do? And they said, well, let's just sing praises unto the Lord. That is the act of faith. I've just given an example of an act of faith. Amen? And you know the rest of the story, but Jehoshaphat, the battle was won without them shooting a single arrow. See, that is how your faith can act, by thanking the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I said something as I'm going to wrap it up like this. I said, in this country, the Lord has put abundance blessing. But if you have no money and you have no job, look like these people are just talking on above your head. Not so. Is anybody here that is looking for a job? I mean, you are unemployed. You really need a job to be able to think this world, this place. Because if you go to the street there, you see some people that are homeless. and they are begging for food. Right at the intersection there, you see people thinking they are unemployed and they are looking for. And this is where we say this is a place that is flowing with milk and honey. God is blessing people here. And yet you see some people right at the street there that are homeless, that are looking for food, that are looking for help, that are looking for a job. So they won't be able to testify of what we just said, that this is a place full of blessing, because they are thinking it's not for them or they have not got it. That's why I said, if anybody here and you need help, so that what we are saying will make sense to you. You are looking for a job. We need to minister to you. So if you come forward, we minister to you and pray with you so that you can also enjoy the blessings we just mentioned. And many other things, the Lord is putting this back to my mind. This is my own personal testimony. When I came to this country in 1981, and I went to Arizona State University, do you know how much they pay to go to school then? I look at the brochure then. If you are in-state student, it was a chicken money. They said you pay a registration fee, like $300 for tuition. If you are out of state, you pay some big money. But that was 1981. Now, in America, in this same Arizona state, you go to Arizona State University, look at their tuition fee. How much is it? Have anybody checked it recently? You know how much is it, bro? In state, how much is that? Tuition. A semester. So you're talking of $12,000 for in-state tuition. Wow, I said $12,000. When one of my co-workers was telling me that his daughter will be going to Arizona State University and in-state student, he was talking of in the range of $20,000, that's including accommodation. I said, wow. When how much is out of state? They're in the 40,000 out of state students. Suppose you have your children and they have scholarship and they pay nothing. Oh, I would like that, no sir. So that is why I said you should be grateful when you have your student, whether you have scholarship or not, or you are able to even pay it. You should be thanking God. Because there are many of us that send our children to those places and we were able to even afford it. We should be grateful to God. So that's why we need everybody just stand up. Let's just thank Him. Stand up and just thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give thanks to the Lord right now. Give thanks to the Lord. I have 5 children. When I was having 5 children, people say, are you going to send all of this to college? 5 children, they think, well, you must be crazy for having 5. That's why many Americans are killing their children. Only one boy, one girl. One boy, one girl. What happens to the rest? Abortion or whatever it is. But we that are trusting the Lord is blessing us and providing for you. The first, my children went to college free. The second one went to college free scholarship. The third one went to college free. And the fifth one is going to college free scholarship. You should be thanking the Lord. So that is why I'm saying we need to be grateful. And you, the Lord can bless you over and over and over again so that you don't need to do like our brother just in the Bible study. Why have to be like the rest of the world when you are heaven, citizens of heaven? Amen? You are the ambassadors for heaven. So we shouldn't be like them and say, after only one boy can kill the rest. Whatever way you are killing the rest. See? But let's pray and thank the Lord. Just give thanks to the Lord. Whatever is your situation, you can. This is the best of thanksgiving. If you are having a situation right now and you say, well, gee, I have ache in my body. He said, by Israel, you are healed. Begin to thank him and the ache will go away. If you say, well, gee, I'm looking for a job. I can't be thanking God. You should be thanking God. Begin to thank him. Yeah, lift up your voice now. Just thank the Lord. Lift up your voice and thank the Lord. Just thank him. Let your voice be heard. Say, let the voice of his praise be heard. Shout it out. Shout it out. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just give thanks to the Lord. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. He wants to hear your voice, not my mouth. You have brought us to a place flowing with milk and honey. You have provided for us, provided for our children. We are not running to hospital for any of them. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your provision.
Blessed be the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Amen. 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 Shout it to him. Are you still thanking the Lord? I want you to say it to him with your mouth. He's listening. And as you praise him and thank him, then you will be blessed abundantly more and more and more and more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Amen. Praise the Lord. The praise team can come back right now. Come back right now as we give some more songs of praise and then we collect the offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Father, we thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the faith. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for your provisions. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Your name, Lord, be exalted. We cannot thank you enough. Say, if I have 1,000 tongues, it is not enough to praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, our God, forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord! Praise ye the Lord! Praise ye the Lord!